Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Chop Sports Network. Chop Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a very, very, very feel-good Friday here on June the 25th, 2021. Sturch and Gooch and Production Pete stuck in Jersey Shore traffic won't be making the show
today.
On
his last day.
Right, on his last day, man. What? How long have we had him? I don't even know. A couple months, right?
I would say like a month and a half.
Yeah?
2 months, yeah.
Okay, I feel like it was longer. I feel like I've known him my whole life. Now our baby boy is stepping out. But we're losing Production Pete physically. He is moving to Hartford, Connecticut.
We're going to try and get Pete a segment once a week, though. Have him call in or at least leave a message. I don't know how we're going to operate the Pete segment, but he needs one.
So before we get into the feel-good part of the Friday, I have to say, my Thursday turned into just a shitstorm. I have a 2021 Chevy Silverado diesel. This thing is a monster, right? And I love it. I just love driving it. It's just a beast. I'm driving on the highway last day towards the office, and all of a sudden my engine goes like half speed. And it says that. It's like engine dropping at half speed. I'm like, what the? Okay. Turns out I got a nice little oil leak in my car, and I sprayed oil all over the undercarriage of my truck. And it barely runs. I had to get it towed, and now it's over at the dealership. And now I'm driving around a bright red 2021 Chevy Equinox. I've never felt more manly in my life.
That's funny, though. it's funny. I don't want to laugh at your misfortune, but it is kind of funny.
What a day! I got nothing done because it was like all day. I'm like dealing with like. First of all, the tow truck guy shows up, and he's like, "Can you drive it onto the?" To the tow, like he dropped the back of the thing, and like you put the truck up. I said, okay, you know that's your job, but all right, you know. So I get in my truck, and now I'm driving up this thing, and now I'm almost vertical, right? And I'm like, I'm scared out of my mind. So I was like, all right. He's like, put the parking brake on, blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I know. I'm not gonna just get out of the car. So I get out of the car, and then he does the thing, right? He's like, oh, I got to fix the steering wheel because your tire isn't straight. I said, okay. He goes and does it. He's standing up there. He's like, hey, buddy, can you hit that lever and start the crank? And I was like, what am I doing here? I was like,
How much did he pay you?
Right. That's right? What I'm saying. What was my hourly rate, dude? I got a new professional all of a sudden. So anyway, that was my day in a nutshell on the early part of the day. But I will say, the ride to back home, my wife, you know, my amazing wife comes, picks me up, drives me home. Now I feel like.
Yeah, it was the first time I saw her in studio.
Yeah. I was like, have you ever met Gooch? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, how do you.
We met, I think, when I was bartending at Big Shots way back in the day, but it was.
Right.
You know, it wasn't that kind of neat. It wasn't.
Right. Like, oh, by the way, honey, this is my future business partner.
She ordered a drink from me. That's how we met. So it'd be like, what, or not, for that matter. Right. I don't even know.
Right. So I, whatchamacallit. So on my way back, though, I was able to stumble across an article about John Boy. You want to talk about, like, and we always say, like, you know, we're trying to, be better. We're very green. You know, we're very new. We've only been at this for 6 months with Chop Sports. But, man, oh, man, what an inspiring piece. You know, it takes a small village to kind of bring something to light. And I think that's kind of what we got going on here. You know what I mean? We have that small village of Woodbridge and, you know, Sean Basinger and guys like that who are willing to invest in us. And now kind of we're not on the search for more investors, but almost kind of are, you know, kind of want people to be involved and just help us out. And like we've done literally, bro, when I take a look around this place every day, it's still surreal to me, like where we started on my little memories thing. I was doing something, clearing out my phone, and like I saw one of our first videos. First of all, you were pale. Like I thought.
Yeah,
you were
I had my winter
die.
Skin. I was.
I thought you were going to die.
That was like quarantine winter.
That was when I say clear. You were transparent. Anyway, but you're. You know, we're doing this Zoom call from. You know, from my man cave, your basement room, and I'm like, this is insane. Like I can't believe what we've done so quick. And it's a testament to our long hours here. It's a testament to putting in the work. And, you know, for anybody who's been following us since the jump, and there has been people that are following Gucci's Chop Sports before I even was around.
Shout out. I got to give Ben a shout out.
Ben.
Ben was a huge part in the beginning.
He was like, oh, you know, I invited like 300 people.
He did.
Right away.
He fucking did. And he was telling everybody in the world, like, yo, Chop Sports. So I got to give Ben his due.
I got to give a lot of people their due. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. Like, when we went to JR's last time, the last time we went to JR's, there was a guy that just walked by me. Never saw him before a day in my life. He's like, and I didn't have anything on other than, I believe, this shirt that I'm wearing now, the Dallas Cowboys media shirt. He's like, oh, you're the Chop Sports guy. I was like, yeah, matter of fact, I am. You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, I listen to you. You guys are hilarious. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and so it's out there. It's getting out there. The Daily Show definitely helped. I think that was a big step forward for us to record every single day of what's going on in the world of sports and in our lives and entertainment and all this other good shit. But we're on our way. And it's going to really culminate on July 1st. I'm very excited. We got a meeting today with Steve to go over some final touches of the website, and we're going to be live in less than a week. It's an exciting time. It's also obviously the party that's going to be coming up to follow that to launch us off on July the 10th. So if you're listening to this and you want to celebrate with Chop Sports, that's the day to do it. I want a 95% McDonald's. You know, it's going
to
get done. You'll get that details ironed out today. And we got a flyer made and everything. It's going to be fun. So that's kind of how we start this day and this episode. But we have to touch on last night, Chop Sports heading into the playoffs as the 5 seed, taking on the 4 seed Land Sharks in a 3-game series, which, by the way,
I want to play that team every week because it's just
a fun
even match,
right? Even match team. They're like, we were going punch for Bobby and Don Diego back and forth. And
I think Don Diego's third home run, he said, tied 3-3, Bobby.
Yeah.
And he was like having their game within a game.
He told me that while we were shaking hands. And by the way, the Chop Sports shocked the world last night as we take 2 games in a row. And I was like, midway through the second game, I'm like, we need to win this one because I don't know how much energy and life this team's going to have if we have to go a third game. I don't know. I'm sure we would have. But I'm just saying, it seemed like it was starting to tail off. We had a monster inning, one of the innings. I think we scored like 6-7 runs in one inning. We did real well last night. Everybody hit. Everybody played the field. I mean, the connection between some of these guys on the field is if like they've been playing together forever.
Shout out to Stansky at first.
Stansky, my God, bro. I mean, she gets the walk-off hit last week to kind of propel this series in, you know, getting us hot going into the playoffs. And then I told her, I was like, what do you do for like flexibility drills? Because I need everything that you do besides the whole being a girl thing, because the girl can literally do splits. Her stretch at first is something I've never seen before. And shout out to Mangine and your brother and even Liz at second base. There's plays to be made. The outfield played well yesterday. You had a couple balls that tripped you up, but you still made plays.
That one was rough.
Yeah, dude. Would you like breadbasket it right in your gut, right? Like that was insane. LaCorey played great
at that time. Like the lights are brutal and it's gray sky. It's like in the middle.
So everything's kind of matching up. Yeah.
I don't know where the fucking ball is. And I don't have my glasses on or contacts. So I'm like, maybe I've been saying this.
Good managerial decision to put you in left center.
I should probably get contacts for softball in the fall.
Yeah,
100%.
Or I'll just do Wild Thing, and I'll just get the goggles like Horace Grant.
Or I'll go see, what is it? Absolute Eyewear.
Absolute Eyewear, who have agreed to come on and be an advertiser for the next 3 months. So thank you so much to Johnny and Craig. So we get the win. We're moving on. We're playing a team that went 15-1 next week throughout the course of the season. They're beating the shit out of people. So, look, anything can happen, you know. Like I think
we're a better team. We did play them already, and we lost two games. But we were winning 7-5 in the I think top of the sixth or bottom of the fifth. It was late in the game, and they just put it on us in the ninth or not the ninth,
the seventh,
the sixth, and the seventh. Yeah, they scored nine runs over the final 2 innings, and then they ended up beating us 14-7. But we had them, and then their guys showed up.
they started to try. No,
but we're a better team now, for sure.
I mean, that was literally May, bro. Yeah. Now it's now deep June.
That was the first softball game that I played in about nine years.
Me too, because we missed the first week because of the draft party. So we definitely, that was where everybody was still getting their feet wet. The roster was kind of new. Now we're gelling. Everybody's happy. We had a great time last night. Lo and behold, you know, I'll tell it how it is, man. I talked a lot of shit going in about Pants Guy, who turned out, as I said yesterday, he is a member of my men's team, and I didn't even know this. I didn't put two and two together. We squashed it last night, had a couple beers after the game, and it was fun. You know what I mean? Like, he obviously knows how it is, man. Everybody's competitive, and I just have a platform. You know, I have a platform to talk, so I talk. And my apologies to him for talking, because, look, we already talked about it last night. We're going to put a men's team in that in the fall. Him and Don Diego have already agreed to terms.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
good.
Him, Don Diego, us two, Bobby, you know, like your brother. Like, that could be a good men's team if we play two nights
Mangine,
a week.
Mangine,
Romano. Right. So that's not a bad look, you know. So we'll see. We're still
Ben. Ben's got to be on the team.
Who said it, by the way? He's like, yeah, I'm on that men's team. Okay. You
know? No, he's got to be on the team. Ben's a good softball player.
Ben.
He really is
self-proclaimed, man. But I got in his head again. I don't know if you can hear me talking to him when you're in left center and he's at the plate. Oh man, I'm in it. I'm doing commentary throughout his entire.
Yeah, but he talk, and then Liz is in his head, and then he hits a fucking smoke job right to her, and then blasts her on the forearm.
Gobbles, like, talk shit, get hit. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he backed it up. But yeah, Ben's a good dude. I no ill will towards anybody in that team. And anybody who's left us, like a DeWitts and like a Wexler, you know, so they both left us.
Well, he didn't even leave. He wasn't on the third. He could have played simultaneously on the men's team.
But we lost the men's team.
But he could have also, it's not like he would have played on the Landsharks on the co-ed league anyway, you know?
Correct. Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't so even, that's, one yeah, doesn't he didn't ha- leave have
us.
The other.
DeWitts did not leave us. He actually, I remember, it's in my messages. He said, I'll play for the men's team because I already play for a co-ed team on Thursdays. And I was like, oh, all right. You know, I had no idea. Again, not even doing any math. I had no idea. But anyway.
Hey, guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell him Chop Sports sent you.
Sports!
Yeah!
Sports!
Money!
Money! We're winning money over here. Courtesy of FanDuel. I'll keep saying that until they hear us. I don't give a shit. But anyway, because it's true. It's not like you're using anything else. The Yankees, we had the luxury of having them on yesterday day. And again, it worked. I don't know if you heard us yesterday, but we were pretty disgusted in Aaron Judge.
I wasn't overly disgusted. Like, I wasn't calling
him out.
We kind of
read off his stat line. We're like, oh, you know, like, 0-for-5, 4 strikeouts the day before.
And I did kind of call him out in terms of, I said Stanton's a better player, except he's a better hitter. I think he's just not a better player.
Well, he heard you. And he goes 3-for-3, 2 walks, 2 RBIs. So he reaches 5 times yesterday in an 8-1 win for the New York Yankees. Big hits all around. Finally got the bats going. It comes at a really good time, man, because, look, the Red Sox, I would say, are coming to town, but they're not. We're going there. We're going to Fenway, big-time enemy territory, big series coming up against the Red Sox. You know, the Yankees are down 4 games out of first, but 3.5 behind the Red Sox. So if for whatever reason we can grab a sweep, you know, it would just look amazing. Even if we take 2 out of 3,
Let's pick up a game.
Yeah. Like
a game here, a game there.
Yeah, let's trickle away and let's get it done, because the Yankees can show flashes of promise. You know, when
what we can't do is go in there and fucking get hammered away,
right?
And just lose 3, or that'll be a brutal fucking situation.
The way it played out, we do have Herman on the hill tonight, and then we have to close the series. We got Cole, so I like those odds of having our better 2 pitchers in this series. It doesn't always work out like that, you know what I mean? Like we would have Jameson Taillon, and
we got Luke Voit back. My father's been saying we need Luke Voit, and then as soon as he had that hit the other day, the walk off, he's like, I've been telling you that we need Luke Voit. We've been telling you that we need Luke Voit back.
Well, you ain't wrong. Like,
you're not wrong.
You ain't wrong. But I will say, me and you on Tuesday are going to head out of here a little early and hit a game against the Angels. We are going to get said Jameson Talent.
So we're going to also get to see Ohtani homer, because he's definitely going to hit a bomb off of
Taillon. I'm calling him Talent.
It's Taillon.
I'm calling him Talent until he earns Taillon.
I mean, okay? He did pitch well his last start, so he's Taillon until he doesn't.
He is Taillon this week when he gets back on the hill. He pitched yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get him on Tuesday when we go to the Bronx. We'll document
I know
some
how
of that.
That all lines up, because anytime there was a Thursday starter in fantasy baseball, I know that they're getting two starts in the next run. So it's like I was like, I knew Tyon had to either pitch Monday or Tuesday.
There you
or
go.
Went, you know, well, not.
I'm just Monday. Glad we're not getting like Michael King or anything like that. That would have sucked. But I think he goes the day before that. But look, you know, we get to see a phenom in Ohtani on Tuesday, more than likely in the lineup, and then he pitches on Wednesday. He's in the MVP race. You know what I mean? Which is nuts. I just is this. Do you think this is like a start of a new trend with baseball players? Like,
no.
If you could pitch and hit, is this going to be a thing going forward?
No.
Or is this just like an anomaly? Like,
yeah. I mean, a trend. Maybe you might see DeGrom, a guy or
I don't
two,
count DeGrom.
But they're not putting DeGrom out there on every
right. He's not
other
batting.
Day.
Right. Well, you know, he also plays in the NL. So
you might see maybe a relief pitcher do it, but to go out there and throw six innings and get seven Ks. A win, and then I showed you the picture. There was a meme the other day. It was like Ohtani's week.
And
it was like Monday home run, Tuesday home run, Wednesday home run, Thursday six innings, six Ks, a win. Thursday two home runs, Friday home run. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, right.
It's just not normal to see. I mean, obviously there was a situation where I think I want to say this right, and this is why we need Pete here.
That's okay.
But it was a National League park.
Okay.
Right, and they hit the pitcher, and the National League team had the DH. I did say it right. So it's the first time in history where it like was flipped, where you saw the American League team bat their pitcher.
But it's necessary because it's Ohtani.
Oh no! I did say it wrong.
Okay,
it was an American League park.
Okay, well then
anyway,
you know, it's an anomaly. It's hard to even get through it because it's never happened.
So he bats even when he pitches in the National League.
National League parks. I don't know how many interleague games they've had.
Wow, I'm fucking not doing well.
Friday, baby. Yeah, I know where your mind's at.
Yeah.
Big booty mix.
Big booty mix, baby.
Ashley last night. You didn't listen to it? I was like, no, I didn't listen to it. Like, she's like, you got to listen to it. It's really good.
And here actually, we are
trying to explain it to 56-year-old Jimmy Palumbo it is.
I could find the big booty mix.
It's hilarious to listen to. He's like, wait, where are you going? Like, oh, and I would be remiss, and I'm sure he'll bring it up on Monday when he gets back in the studio.
Oh God.
What a potential big guest. We'll see if that
Jimmy
actually
laid into me for like 15 minutes straight about the foam roller that I had. It's usually here.
Yeah.
And I had it in the bag from here. And then Jimmy was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
35 years of softball. I've never seen anything like this. And I was like, Jimmy, shut the fuck up.
Well, Jimmy, not for nothing. What is, and this is a stat on ESPN, that the Chop Sports softball team is 0-7 when Jimmy Palumbo is not in the lineup. When he is in the lineup, the Chop Sports softball team has not lost, and it's been 9 wins in a row. So there's something to be said. I called him a clubhouse guy yesterday, and he got a hit. He finally got a hit, bro. So
it was an error, but
no. This one was clean up the middle.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, that was it. I even said I was like, I can't mess that one up in the stat book, and that's a hit. So
now he's batting. So now he's batting
one
zero.
Something.
No, yeah. Like 0-45 or something. 0-45.
He's a clubhouse guy. He's there for morale, but yeah, so we'll go see Ohtani do work on Tuesday. But the Red Sox series is coming up. Very big stuff.
We'll know shortly if Jimmy listens to the podcast because
he's
going to talk. I know he doesn't because we always have conversations. I'm like, you know, that's kind of fucked up. You gotta put it on, Jim.
We listen to his garbage every. No, his show's actually really funny. I listened to it again this week. So the Mets were off. They got themselves a series coming up. I'm sure that Till Mets Do Us Part covered it very well. That's another podcast on the Chop Sports Podcast Network, and so they can put some nice little separation in between them and the Phillies. I think the Phillies are behind 5 games, so if they get they do work there, it could be possibly 7, maybe even 8 if the Mets get it all done. But going on to the NBA last night, caught the last bit of this game because after the softball game, we didn't go out for the first time. We actually just, it was such a beautiful night, so we're just slugging beers in the parking lot. Nothing like that. Somebody's going to empty that garbage and say, like, somebody died because there's so much booze and beers. And it was a lot of fun, though. So I got home to see the tail end of the Clippers and the Suns, and it's ruined. It's ruined. The Suns in 4 is ruined. Paul George crushes dreams last night, drops 27. Something I will say about the playoffs in the NBA, this is where guys that I've never heard of can make a name for themselves. I heard this guy's name announced a lot last night, and I'm like, Mr. October? Reggie Jackson, man. 27 points. Guy can play.
Yeah, since Kawhi went down, he's actually put up big numbers. He's the guy that's filled the void. You saw it was a Terrence Mann show, I think, in game 7.
Right.
In the last series. But, yeah, he's been the guy. Reggie Jackson's been the guy that's definitely carried the load. We'll see if he could do it. Joey D actually said, he's like, before yesterday's game, he said, I want to put a prop in for the Clippers to win the finals and for Reggie Jackson to win MVP because the odds are probably so crazy. I'm plus sure he can't even get that as a probably not. You know, a parlay. But, yeah, I mean, I said it yesterday. You were like, Suns in four. I said, no, bro. You know, the Clippers were down 2-0 twice. I think this is going to be a better series than people think. Kawhi Leonard might come back for game 4. Chris Paul's back already.
Didn't even notice that until I got home and watched it. I was like, wait, all right, everything's cool. No more COVID.
Yeah, and it was really just I think they went on like a 10-1 run in the final 3 minutes of the game.
They scored like 12 in a row, I think.
It was all Clippers in the fourth quarter. A decent game up to that point, but so far everybody's protected home court. And, you know, it's... I think it's going to go 6 or 7. I hate to say it. The Suns are really good, but so are the Clippers, clearly.
Yeah, you know? I mean, look, it also depends on what version of Paul George you're getting.
But you have to look at this, too. It took, all right, what version of Paul George was it that kind of did take over the fourth quarter of the other game, game 2?
He just misses two big
game
throws.
Game 2, he missed the big free throws, and even with the two missed free throws, it took a fucking, an amazingly perfect alley-oop that would have been illegal in any other situation other than an inbound pass.
Right.
Because
shot the ball into the net.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that on an inbound.
Right.
On a regular pass, you're not.
Because I know, I was trying to explain that
you
to
can't
Jimmy
shoot
last
from
night.
Because you can't shoot from outs, you know, out of bounds.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So it's not a shot.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, the Clippers are right there from being up 2-1.
Yeah, this is very true.
So we'll see. I think that's going to be a really good series. And I will hope the Suns win because I want to see Chris Paul get a ring, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Tonight, if you're looking to make some money, the odds are the same as they were in game 1. I don't know about this spread, dude. I mean, the Hawks are getting 8 on the road against Milwaukee. The money line's plus 290. The Hawks obviously are up 1-0 in the series. They already kind of stole the road. Tell me what's going to be different, Chris, than game 1 to game 2. The Bucks are obviously a better team than the two teams the Hawks have played already, but
I don't see Trae Young shooting the way he shot, even though he's capable of it. But 48 points, that was the difference in game 1. Trae Young played out of his mind. So if Trae Young scores, maybe he's going to shoot the same amount of shots that he shot in that game.
Right.
You know, it's just that I think he'll miss a little bit more, and it's going to be about how well they could rebound. Milwaukee's a better rebounding team. They've been the best rebounding team, I think, in the playoffs, if not in regular season as well.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is a fucking freight train, and he doesn't even have to be on for him to be effective because nobody could stop him in the lane whatsoever. In transition, he's the best in the league. And they got the Packer faithful there in attendance in these games. And I don't know if you saw Bakhtiari chug another beer. And,
I did.
And then he posted it on his Twitter, and he put a little hashtag. That's probably Production Pete walking in.
All right.
Hopefully. There he is.
All right.
There he is.
Live is Pete.
And he comes with a bagel.
Wow, this guy ready to rock and roll. Anyway, sorry. So what were we saying? Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yes. Yeah. I'm not going to touch this one. I liked Atlanta in game 1, and I did take the money line plus 300. I only put a little bit on it, but I'm just...
You should have put more, bro.
Yeah, I should have, but I didn't. And,
don't. We have to pay rent.
No.
So don't.
But I'm going to stay away. I think Milwaukee has a chance to cover. There's a chance they're just going to blow them out in this game.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a very, very bold thing. Before we wrap up,
I might actually take Milwaukee -8.
Yeah?
Just for the fuck of it. No. Of course, Pete says no. Don't, as if I'm not going to fade Pete now.
All right. So,
Pete's
anyway.
Getting faded.
Turn yourself up and join the show.
Don't take the Bucks.
I've been pretty good with, like, on the money in this postseason so far.
Go for it. I mean, look. What do you got to lose except the money?
No pressure. I'm playing with house money right now.
Are you? Your account is nice and up? Sort of.
It's not nice and up. It's like I bet like 20 bucks a fucking game.
Dude. Yeah, I'm not out here. You're not a unit. I'm not a unit.
I'm a quarter unit.
You're probably doing well after the Hawks. Plus 290.
But even that, you know, one thing I lost on.
$60.
I'll tell you what.
Pretty good.
I took the Nets mid game, getting 2.5 against the Bucks. And do you remember that?
Which game?
game seven, I want to say.
Okay,
yeah, it was game seven. Whatever game it was where they gave Brook Lopez two free throws with 0.3 seconds left, that game made me seven. Lose.
Made you lose. Right?
That's the only bet that I've lost since I've started betting.
Which is a garbage thing. That shouldn't have even existed. So, Pete, how was that Friday?
No,
traffic,
and I took
bro?
The Astros the other day. And
dude,
lost.
You know how it, I mean, especially
Friday, Jersey Shore. Well,
just like now that it's summer, like I hit traffic every fucking when I come when I drive here and when I drive back. Especially when I drive back, I hit traffic like
really
like,
driving back north.
I know, yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I do hit traffic like more. It doesn't make sense. It's summer. You would think it's going south, but no, I hit it going north too. So,
Pete, I gotta ask you though, man, have you enjoyed your time here?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so like you would promote this to anybody else, like come join the party.
Absolutely, dude. Whenever I talk to people about what I'm doing, I'm like, yeah, it's sick, I love it. And like, dude, if anyone's looking for work, I'll be like, yeah, like, well, I can help you out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's been surreal to have you, man.
They're just not going
to
pay you, but you'll get you'll eat good.
Listen, you'll eat good. He's definitely like, putting on some size, probably not, but he eats like a freaking not. Like he's got a tapeworm. But man, we've enjoyed you here.
I mean, I know people that are like looking for work, and like they don't feel like they just want work more than like pay. That's where I was at. Like I just want to work. So like this has been great.
It's just that Pete going up to Hartford. That's where all these people are. We need somebody that's in the Monmouth County, Middlesex County area.
So if you're listening to the sound of our voices and you want to come party with us every day, you know, it is a grind. There's days that we just are literally, our noses are buried into the computers where we have to like get stuff done. But most of the time, man, it's a relaxing atmosphere. We have a good time. Pete, you've learned so much so quick. Your edits are amazing. I think they're fun. And literally, all I have to do now, is just, hey, Pete, this is what I want. I want bang, 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 bang. And next thing you know, it's in Dropbox. Like, it's done. And I'm like, what a stud, bro. So you've helped us out. You've helped us grow. We appreciate your contributions here at Chop Sports. I'm getting emotional. But anyway, screw this guy.
Production Pete.
We're heading
to moniker, too. That's always important.
Right, dude.
Game.
Google that, Pete, and Production Pete. And I called you Production Eat while you were gone. I don't know if you heard that.
As
he has a bagel and he's stuffing his face with a
bagel.
Honestly,
I'm kind of jealous of Pete's recklessness because I've been looking at this bagel. You were talking about the Mets, and I was like, I don't give a fuck about the Mets. I'm looking at that sesame bagel right there. Yeah. And I've been putting it off, but Pete's got me inspired right now.
You've put me back on to buttered bagels. Like, I haven't had a buttered bagel in years, and I kept going, like, egg whites, cheese, you know, like the sandwich, right? Butter bagels don't get enough love. They're fulfilling.
Nice and plain. That's Jersey.
That is a Jersey thing. Yes, absolutely. That's sports. I will touch one quick thing. Are you excited about the fact that the NFL has decided they can go back and do the retro helmets in 2022? I know it doesn't affect the Packers because you really haven't changed your uniform ever. Yeah. But like,
I love
look,
it. I love it. I don't care.
Right.
You know, give me something better to look at.
Yeah.
Or worse, for that matter, and let me talk shit. That's all good, too.
I'm more excited about the creamsicle Bucks than anything I've ever been excited about.
I like the Jets' old helmets a lot.
Yeah, bro. They need to bring those back. As much as I despise the Philadelphia Eagles, I always thought that Kelly Green was better suited for that team. The Cowboys get to bring back their white helmets. There's plenty of teams, like Seattle has those ugly blue with the silver helmet with the seal. Good job by the NFL. They know how to make money. They're not
stupid.
None of those
things that you've mentioned as ugly are ugly to me. I love all
those
uniforms.
That's what I'm saying. But like, to others, people are like, ugh, you know? But like everybody, like us, like sports fanatics are like, that's so badass. I can't wait to see it. What was with the, I wanted to wrap this up, but I'm reading the headline and I forgot to talk about it. What the hell are the Steelers doing? Why are they cutting one of their better?
I think they're
not,
about to sign Trey Turner.
They did. Yeah, but
so they did. That's,
but
that's
DeCastro,
why.
I mean, Ben can't move anymore. He's a statue as it is. You don't cut linemen. You already had guys walk away.
But it's a slight upgrade.
I don't know. He's a pro bowler. I mean,
we'll
whatever.
See. We'll see.
Yeah, I just had to touch on that because I'm curious. Like, there's
anytime you got a guy that's like a multiple time pro bowler and he's probably gone his third contract, it might be they know something that we don't.
Okay.
And they're just not disclosing it.
Trey Turner?
Yeah.
Isn't that a baseball player?
That's
he's on the Nationals.
Isn't there also
two.
A...
No, there's two.
There's a Turner.
There's two Trey Turners.
Pete knows. He's like, look, what's the worst that can happen today?
They signed the Nationals shortstop? Nice.
He's like, what's the worst that can happen? I'm going to leave, and I'm never coming back.
I'm coming back.
All right. Good. So, with that being said, it's been another jam-packed week for Chop Sports. Follow us on all of our social medias. We are now up to about 360 people that have accepted our invites over on the Facebook page. Look, it'll be promotional heavy. It'll be merchandise heavy. It'll be everything corporate you need to know about Chop Sports. So it's not going to be very, you know, lucrative as the other one. The Chop Sports group is where you're debating all your shit. Get on over there as well. Facebook.com/groups/Chop Sports for that. Go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, all at Chop Sports Media. And keep up with us, man. I mean, we got some cool things in the works. We got some plans to party. We got some plans to release this www.chopsportsmedia.com. I'm excited about that. And, I mean, look, hopefully Monday I'm doing a show with Chris, but you are headed into a territory where you might not make it out alive. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, these kinds of parties, you got to worry. Will you get lost in foam? Will you rave? Will you do acid? You know, like there's things that are going to happen at Big Booty Fest Mix, whatever it's called. Two friends that are performing in Atlantic City that Gucci spent half a month's rent on just to go one night. But look, you got yourself a patient girlfriend who's put up with a lot of shit.
Patience.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of patience, last night, shut up and text them. I was like, oh my God. She texted me, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, no, I didn't.
She apologized. It was aggressive. I was like, oh, I got shook. And I was like, she yelled at me? I didn't do anything wrong. But yeah, so you're going to have yourself a good time. I myself will be finding out if I have a boy or a girl on the way.
Big weekend.
In November.
Let's go.
So,
wow, that's like the tale of two lives right here. Right? It's like I'm going to fucking Big Booty Mix special with two friends, me and my two friends and Ash, right? And then Dave's finding out if he's having a boy or a girl.
Yeah, so the gender reveal, I'm doing it this way. I think is a phenomenal way to do it. A lot of people do. For Stella, we did the cake. You know, you pull the cake out with the icing. Oh, it's pink. Everybody goes nuts. But we're doing it where I have a nephew, my godson, my brother's kid, Danny J, has an old blue Cowboys jersey that I bought him. Oh, actually, they shadow boxed the one I bought him. My cousin bought him another one. So we have that. And I obviously have Stella's original pink Cowboys jersey. I'm going to give both of those to some lucky schmo. I don't know who's going to be. With the results, and we got a box, and we're going to put it in the box, and then baby Stella's going to go over there, pick out boy or girl. What am I rooting for? Sadly enough, weirdly, oddly enough, I want another girl. This girl has mushed me, and I don't know what else to, I mean, yes, if I have a boy, do I have a future NFL draft pick? I do, and there's no other doubts in my mind that it'll be that. So, with that, for Sturch and Gooch, and for the final time in office, Production Pete. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and hopefully we will all, at least me and Gooch, will see you on Monday. Gooch, Godspeed, God bless, good luck.
Hey, this time tomorrow, I'll be drinking a frozen drink in a pool with my titty nipples out. And Pete's like, keep on saying last time, Dave, and maybe it'll be the last time.
Hey, he doesn't want to hear
not
that.
The last.
I know. I looked at him when he said it. He was like,
I just, listen, yeah, I got to keep it fresh.